The vehicles for the police department will be 3 2025 Ford Explorers purchased from Ultimate Ford in Mountain Home at a total cost of $136,500. The council voted to waive competitive bidding for the purchase due to the immediate availability of the vehicles and at a lower price than was available through the bid from the state. The state bid was for hybrid vehicles, while the bid from Ultimate was for gasoline-powered vehicles at a cost of $2,000 less per vehicle. The council heard from Dr. Danny Pugsley, representing the North Central Arkansas Economic Alliance, with a proposal asking for funding for 2025. The city approved $40,000 in 2024, but actually paid $30,000 for three-fourths of the year after the alliance was established. The alliance works to bring economic expansion and development to the Twin Lakes area, especially in the areas of tourism, manufacturing, and small business. The council voted to appoint council members Bob Van Haren and Susan Stockton to the A&P Commission. They are currently serving on the commission. The council was scheduled to approve committee assignments, but they tabled that action until their next meeting. Council members will continue with their current assignments through January, with Frame taking over Evans' assignments. The Mount Home City Council approved a 3% cost of living adjustment raise for retired elected officials. The council approved a number of city employees to be able to do business with the city. The list of businesses include things such as teaching CPR classes, mowing, officiating youth sports leagues, and doing carpentry work. Also approved by the council was a resolution setting forth organization for city council meetings. Mayor Hillary Adams told the council the Coulter Celebration of Lights at Arkansas State University was another big success. He says the preliminary numbers showed 9,000 vehicles went through the event and $37,000 was donated, which was about the same as last year. The council also voted to cancel their next meeting scheduled for January 16th because most of the council will be out of town attending Arkansas Municipal League meeting in Little Rock. Their next meeting will be held February 6th. For KTLO News, this is Heather Loftus reporting.